Blog Talk Radio.
Bringing you excellent entertainment from the king of DC media. Here's the Inside Acting Radio Show.
This Saturday, one and all, it is I, William Powell, your host from the coast, your sage of the stage, a man you can trust. Welcome to another marvelous episode of the Inside Acting Radio Show. Today, I welcome back one of the busiest young actors in the business, Niall Segura, who recently co-starred in the season 6 premiere of The Vampire Diaries on the CW network. And Niall actually guest starred in Killer Couples on the Oxygen Network and films like 59 Seconds, The Eugenist, and My Many Sons. So I see he's on the line here, so let me bring him on in. Hey, Niall, how you doing?
My man, William Powell, what's going on?
Oh, man, I'm great. How's things
out
there on the left?
In D.C.?
Oh, man, it's great. It's we're booming right now. We got House of Cards coming on. We got Heat. There's a lot of work there with that, a lot of independent films going on. And, it's hopping out here. How are things
out? I know. So, does anybody ever call you the POW? Because you
the
got
power?
POW in your last name. And you know, like.
The POW?
Yeah, the POW. I'm kicking it live with the POW right now.
The POW, okay.
Really, it's such an honor. Let me tell you, it's such an honor to be back on this show. I just really want to thank you for that, first off.
Well, you're welcome, man. You're welcome. Absolutely, man. It's good to have you back.
Yeah, well, you know. It's,
it's
all
great,
my pleasure.
All right,
so what's up, man? You've been seeing any good movies lately?
I want to see the Equalizer. That would be great with Denzel. I was a big fan. Yeah, the original show. And
I haven't seen the original, but this movie looks off the chain.
Oh yeah.
I mean. It's the kind of movie, like, I'll go to theaters, and I won't mind paying, like, $15. I'll get me some popcorn, some butter, some snow caps. Like, a lot of movies won't you know, get me into it like that.
Yeah, you know, I don't go to many movies anymore. I mean, I have Netflix, and that's about it. I might actually go and see Denzel's movie. You know, it looks pretty good. He's a great actor. He's an actor who has a very good brand. He's very well branded. Yeah, and he's always. I think he's done over $1 billion in box office. He's been in the business about 30 some years.
Mm-hmm.
He's always good. Just about every movie is good. His script choices are great. He's got a loyal following. You know, you don't hear a whole lot of scandal surrounding his name and everything. He's very, very consistent. You know, that's very powerful. If you can be in any business, I mean, whether it's show business or any business, if you're consistent, man, that's where it's at.
The man is on fire. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully I can climb myself up to those ranks.
That's right. That's right. So tell me about your role in Vampire Diaries, man.
Wow, it was such an amazing experience, really, because, you know, love is complicated for these vampires. And, you know, they got eternity to make their minds up, basically. But I think, you know, me and you are both optimists, so hopefully, you know, I'll grow some fangs and, you know, get my body counts up on that show. But as of now, you know, I was lucky enough to open up the season with the, you know, scene in the beginning, me and my girlfriend camping in the woods, and, you know, we get attacked by the mysterious vampress. And hopefully I live to tell the tale in the show, that is.
Do you have a lot of episodes coming up?
I have no idea or worry about, you know, if I'm going to be in another episode, but, you know, you never know. So I'm just kind of keeping my fingers crossed with that, but it was such an amazing time being on set, you know, meeting the stars, Nina Dobrev, Ian Somerhalder. And, yeah, you know, just being in the moment out there, filming it, you know, talking to the director, the whole crew, everybody was just amazing out there. And they shoot it right in Atlanta. Yeah.
Oh, right in Atlanta. Okay, yeah, I saw the trailers.
Yeah. Atlanta's like another up-and-coming town for, you know, movies and TV. It's really, really popping out there.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, it's like an urban center. It could model for a lot of different cities. Yeah, man, I saw the trailer, man. You were in a tent with a girl, and there's all kinds of weird things going on in that trailer there.
Yeah. I mean, you know, people see the trailer, they're asking me, like, oh, my God, are you in the whole episode? I don't think people realize, like, I'm just in, like, the first 2 minutes of the episode. But,
okay.
You know, I still, you know, still get in there and try and, you know, make it look good. And, you know, it's sad what happened to my girlfriend, and eventually, you know, what happened to me. I get trampled by a vampire in the dark, and I have this horrible scream at the end of the opening scene where you just hear, like, you know, the shock and pain in my voice. That really sends a message.
How many takes did you have to do to get that scene? I mean, that scream.
Well, I mean, the way they shoot the episode is just, everything is just so high tech, like the most amazing equipment and cameras, and there's about like 100 people, an army of, you know, of crewmen running around, setting everything up, the lights and everything. And so that one scene I had to, we pretty much did it a couple of different times, and, I had to kind of like slide in to the scene and pick my girlfriend up and hold her and ask her, you know, if she's all right. But there was like gravel and dirt, so I was like sliding on the gravel and dirt into the scene. Like, they had me do that about like 5 times. I cut up my damn legs. Like, I'm like, you know, I got all these bruises all over my legs, and I'm like, medic, somebody, like, need a band-aid or something.
Well, what's on screen is forever, so, you know. That's the way it goes sometimes.
I did it for the scene, though, so I had to fight through those cut up legs and scratches and all that. But it was great. It was awesome. I mean, I'm still, like, you know, I'm still in shock, you know, because it's like, I remember watching the series and then thinking, like, wow, I need to get on this show. And lo and behold, you know, the gates opened up and, you know, allowed me to come in there and, you know, mix it up and have a chance to, you know, be in the show. It was great. So I'm just thanking my lucky stars.
Oh, yeah, you named it and claimed it, man. That's how it goes. That's good.
Yeah. So what's up, man? You got any Halloween ideas coming up for you?
Halloween?
Yeah, I know you're still hitting the streets trick-or-treating. Come on now. who are you
man,
gonna be this year?
He's a funny dude, man. So you've been at the Improv or what? You've been working on your comedy skills, right?
Oh well, you know, I'm always working on the skills. I'm always sharpening up the tools. Steady perfecting the beat. You know?
You're so funny. You're so funny.
I got some ideas, you know, like I was thinking, like, I got way back, you know, when I was going through my little thug stage in high school, you know, I had my Timbs and baggy jeans and, you know, baggy T-shirts. I had a grill, an iced out Fang grill. Literally, it looked like fangs, and it was like, you know, studded with like platinum and diamonds. So I think I might do like a thug vamp this year. You know, a little thug vampire going around the streets with my iced out fangs. Either that or, you know, I don't know, maybe, I don't know, zombies are kind of played out right now, so.
Yeah, I'm trying to get played out, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the last time you were on, where they had the movie, the Eugenist, and the zombie thing was hot, and then.
Zombies were hot back then, I mean,
yeah.
It's not zombies, it's vampires.
Yeah.
But,
well, it's typical. I mean, they go, they come and they go. I mean, that's the way it is. I don't like, you know, when people try to ride trend, you can just ride it to death, and that can, it can work against you, too.
Yeah. But then again, you know, maybe I'll just try and, like, set something up for the kids here. I got so many kids on the street that I live on. It's just, like, more and more kids just keep popping up every year. I don't know what it is. There's, like, there's got to be, like, 50 kids on my street. And the other day, they're, like, you know, they're really friendly, so they, like, you know, they're outside riding bikes all the time, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to need, like, so much candy for these kids.
Yeah. Okay, so, man, talk about some co-starring roles you got coming up. What other co-starring roles you have coming up on TV, man?
Well, I did, luckily enough, I was able to do this other movie called My Many Sons, which is about the story, the inspiring story of Don Meyer. He was a coach at Lipscomb College and at Northern State University for many years, and he was a pretty famous coach, held the record for one of the highest counts of highest wins in college basketball history as a coach. And we shot this movie down in Tennessee, Nashville, just maybe like a month ago. And going out there, shooting that movie, I played Bob Ford, one of his star players on the team. And it was such a great time, you know, telling this story. His whole family was there on set. And for this story to actually be told, it was just amazing because the man was like a legend. And, you know, he recently sadly passed away from cancer. And this story that, you know, tells the tale of his life and how he got to the point of being such a great coach, it's just amazing. And working with everybody down there, you had Judge Reinhold, who played the coach, and Ralph Portillo, who was a director. Amazing people. And just to, you know, be a part of that and watch them shine and do what they do is awesome. You know, I was on set playing basketball every day and, you know, working on my game. And, you know, I played in high school and a little bit in college. So I kind of like, I was happy to, you know, finally get this role because I'm like, basketball has finally paid off. Finally.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, yeah. I mean, you know, the NBA was knocking at my door and, you know, they wanted me to come play for the Lakers. But I just, you know, I told them that I was focused on the acting right now, you know. Kobe was trying to sign me. I was just like, sorry, Kobe, you know, it's just my heart is with acting right now. So I'm glad basketball paid off in that way.
Whoa, now, yeah. What are we going to do with you?
But,
okay,
yeah,
I am paying attention.
Like,
I am paying attention. So.
Shout out to
my
producers, goodness. Casey Bond and Alan Desert. It was great working with all of you. And I made a whole bunch of friends down there in Nashville. Great city. I suggest everybody get out there at least once. Check it out. Beautiful place.
Oh, yeah, that's great. That's great. So,
yeah.
You know, a lot of times people come up to me talking about they want to get into voiceover. I know you've done a little bit of voiceover. So what's your standard response when people tell you they want to get into voiceover? What do you tell them?
I tell them, go and do it. Like, the greatest enemy you're ever going to come across is yourself and your own self-doubt. So, you know, if you got something you want to do, just do it, you know? There's no better time than right now. And with me, you know, I did some voiceover. I haven't done too much voiceover work, but I've done it here and there. But I remember this one time, like a couple years ago, when I first started getting into acting, I was hired to do this voiceover role for this Batman comic. It was like this Batman radio show. And I got picked up to do the voice of Joker. And, yo, I had so much fun with this. And it was, you know, it was really cool because I got to get in the studio and, you know, it was like, you know, I was a Joker. And, you know, I just went in with it, having, you know, so much fun with it. And then eventually, like, you know, the people behind everything who were putting it together, they kind of like, they were kind of sloppy with it. So they ended up just canning the whole thing, and it never got made, and I was kind of mad that, you know, I'm like, damn, I really, you know, killed this role, and then, like, y'all just going to throw it away? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I hate when that happens. That's terrible.
It happens. It happens sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, you just got to, you know, keep moving. But, yeah, voiceover is great, you know, and it's not too much different from, you know, being in front of the camera, except you're not in front of the camera. But I know that, you know, it's fun, you know, because you get to really go into, like, some of these characters you play, and you don't feel the anxiety or pressure that you do feel when you're in front of the camera, because, you know, people are picking up your voice. And it's fun. I love it, man. I mean, if I get a chance, you know, I'm trying to do Ice Age 4 or something, you know, put me in that movie. I'll play the next Sabretooth or whoever.
Yeah, that's what's up.
But, How about you? I think you've done some voiceover work before, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. I've done that, like, narrations, mostly for, like, industrials and things like that. But I have a lot of friends that try to get into it, and I just tell them that you got to be – most of them are not serious about it. They're not serious, and then they kind of, like, they just want a quick buck, and I tell them it's really acting. I mean, all those gigs I got, like, I got them out of just being an actor. So moving along.
I know you'd be killing those ladies with that low, sexy voice, too. I know you'd be putting on that Barry Manilow voice. You got to play with me.
You're
going Barry White on them. I see.
We're going to put you in a romantic comedy or something, man. I could see you in one of those joints, man. Get hooked up with... one of them Jude Apatow joints. What's the guy? Seth Rogen and Jonah Hill.
Or
Craig Robinson, man. I like the new Craig Robinson commercials. What is it? The Dodge Dart is a. You got to get your own. You got to get your own. That's so funny, dude.
I know you heard about the Apparently Kid.
Huh?
I said I know you heard about the Apparently Kid.
Apparently Kid?
You telling me you never heard about the Apparently Kid? The little kid that was, like, interviewed at some carnival or fair and he just kept saying apparently over and over again? Hilarious.
They,
you gotta look it up.
I might have seen it on Facebook. There's so much stuff now with the information age. But what's the story? Tell that story to the uninitiated like me. What was that all about?
Say that again for the...
What was it about? What was the Apparently Kid? What was the deal there?
It was funny, like, this parody of this little kid. He's getting interviewed, and he's at this, like, carnival or fair, and just the way he's, like, doing this interview, he's, like, 7 years old, and he's just using these, like, you know, huge words, and apparently was, like, his favorite word to use. And they just, like, went in on it. They, like, made this little remix song. It's hilarious. Hilarious. Little kids, I mean, like, I feel like the past 2 years, like, all these, like, you know, internet videos with these kids are just hilarious. There's just, like, so many famous little kids coming out everywhere. I don't know what it is.
Apparently people thought it was funny. Okay, Nayel, so you think in the future you're going to be concentrating more on film or TV?
Well, you know, right now, you know, my heart is with, you know, film, and the way TV is, you know, TV is completely different as opposed to where it was years ago. I mean, the way TV is shot today, it's almost like film. It's almost like you're watching a movie. But, you know, I would like to tackle both beasts and just, you know, try and make an impact on that medium. And I believe, you know, I've always loved movies, and so that format, that medium of storytelling is, you know, it's amazing. You know, people are there, you know, they're watching and they're listening and seeing these stories being told on the screen. And, you know, it goes so deep, you know. When you see a good movie, it could change your life, you know. And, you know, that's the kind of impact, you know, I want to make on somebody one day. And, you know, when you watch that film, when you hear that story, when you relate to these characters, you know, that's power right there.
Right.
And it's just amazing, you know, especially, like, to be able to do this in this day and age with the technology out and, you know, the people in the game, the geniuses who are coming up with these movies, these ideas. We're in some amazing times right now. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just ecstatic. I'm looking forward to it all, you know.
Yeah, you talk about storytelling. Now you've directed, right?
I've co-directed. I haven't really been, you know, in on my directing game that much. But who knows? Maybe one day, you know, I'll put something out there. But I come from a whole family of, like, creative people. My little brother actually he's a director, and he's studying in school right now. But let me tell you, world, look out, because this dude is, like, he's got something for real, ready to unleash his gift. My little brother, Cyrus, is just, you know, amazing, and he loves movies. We both have the same passion for movie making, and, you know, he's just, like, the director. He's on the director side of it, you know, I'm on the creative artist side of it. So, you know, I'm just lucky to, you know, have these kind of people in my life who are helping me out, you know, and steering me in the right direction.
All right, yeah. So I was the director, and now you're the actor. Okay, I like it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, watch out.
Yeah, watch out.
Telling you. All right.
Okay, so we're coming up on about 5 minutes left, so I just want to quickly get into, speaking of directors, talk a little bit about the Wolf of Wall Street set with Scorsese, and then we'll just wrap up. You can just plug your what's coming up and how fans can keep up with you. We got about five minutes.
Let's get into that. Well, I mean, like, being on set with Leonardo DiCaprio, come on.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, you know, the prodigy of acting right there. And, I mean, just watching him, wow, that's just really kind of like, blew my mind. And Scorsese being on set, I wasn't in the entire movie. I was there for one of the, like, last scenes in the movie where he's giving a speech about giving up his life of, you know, being this, like, scandalous guy. And he's basically, like, giving this inspirational speech. And I'm, like, standing there in the scene. No lie, I shed a tear. I shed a tear because just watching Leo do his thing was just unbelievable. Like, the power just of being there in that moment was incredible. And then you had Scorsese right there in the next room. He was so cool, though, as a director. He would come out and, like, talk to everybody and just kind of, like, you know, chop it up and, you know, really personable. Same with Leo. And I was just amazed, like, you know, to even, like, sit there and be talking with him. I'm like, my God, like, you know, I'm, like, starstruck. But I don't know if you saw the movie, but it was an awesome movie. I mean, it was a little, you know, a little crazy at sometimes, but, you know, for the sake of art, it was a great movie, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was, it was strong. It started off strong. I think maybe he probably could have cut it a little bit.
It was kind of long.
Second half dragged a little bit there. You know, he could have tightened it up. But he's an auteur. He likes to make longer movies. Okay, so about 3 minutes. So talk about what you got coming up and how fans can keep up with you.
Well, you know, you got to strap on these sneakers and get out on the court, start balling with me because, you know, I'm never stopping. I always keep moving. And, you know, right now it's like a good time for me. Like, you know, I'm steady in class working on my skills, like I always said. And, you know, I got some stuff I'm working on coming up in the mix, and got some auditions coming up. And, you know, I just take it one step at a time, too, because, you know, you never know what's going to happen in this industry, in this business. You know, one day you could be, like, you know, there on set, you know, with Nina Dobrev and Ian Somerhalder. The next day, you know, you could be, like, you know, chilling in your backyard thinking about when you're going to get your next role. The whole point is just to, like, stay open and, you know, keep the faith. Keep believing in yourself, and you know, that's going to get you to the next gig, to the next moment, and, you know, just be grateful for that. And I know that, you know, with the team I have, you know, I'm unstoppable. And I just want to shout out my agent, Susan Franzos at AMP. I want to shout out my manager, Andy Leahy, all my friends and family that support me. You know, I wouldn't be able to do this without any of you. And I just, you know, I want to thank everybody, because you can't do it alone in this game, really. No matter what anybody tries to say, you can't do it alone. And there's always, you know, there's always people in the background, and, you know, you gotta love them for what they do and how they support you, you know.
That's real talk. Okay, Nadia. Well, man, it was great having you on the show again, man. And I wish you much success with your trial with the Lakers.
Well, you know, I might get in there next season.
Okay, man. Well, I definitely have you on the show again, man. And break legs and all you do, man.
Yeah, yeah. And I also want to shout out my girl, Christy Sharp, who's been keeping it down, holding it down for me forever. And, you know, I just... I'm a lucky man to have such a great girl. And I think that if you want to check me out, I got a newsletter going on, and where everything, you know, you can read about all my stuff that's upcoming. Check me out on Facebook, Niall Segura, Instagram, Twitter. I'm on all of that. So hit me up, people. Show me love. And just one love. Thank you.
Okay, man. All right, man. Well, you have a fantastic weekend, man, and I'll be talking to you again. All right?
All right, Mr. Powell. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Take care.
Cool.
Bye. Later.
All right, and let me leave you with this quote from Al Pacino. I always tell the truth, even when I lie. Good day.